where they are, where they've walked, where particularly they are, because the whole point is it needs to be precise, doesn't it?
Well, the smartphone will capture their position for them, and it's plotted with latitude and longitude on a map mashup.
So you'll know they're not faking it?
Well, you can adjust the position afterwards, but most people will be contributing sounds from where the recording was made and publishing it instantly.
Now, you're talking about sounds here. Are you talking about voices, accents, that kind of thing? Because obviously there are huge archives of that sort of thing, the changes in voice. Is that included in this or not?
This is more about everyday sounds around us. It's not about stage performances or so much the spoken word. It's about the environmental sounds.
It's place.
It's place, it's time and place. We're getting a snapshot of what it sounds like over the course of next year.
So if anyone wants to do it and send it to you, where does it go?
Well, the best thing is just to search Google for UK sound map, or you'll find the British Library's website, and all the instructions are there. You don't have to use a smartphone.
Web browsers, yes, but UK sound map or the British Library website will have details on it. We're going to put on our website the details of how people can do it, and who knows, we might collect some of the sounds ourselves. So if you've got a nice sound that you think is particularly intriguing, sort of mysterious, please send it to us, and Richard Powell, the British Library sound archive, thank you very much for joining us. So go to the website, bbc.com.
26 minutes past 8, talking to Tony Gibson. Thank you for that discussion we were having about doctors and their